From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A white supremacist charged with 9 murders at a black church is held on $1 million bond. Raw emotion filled a Charleston, South Carolina courtroom as relatives of the 9 victims of the shooting massacre at Emmanuel AME Church addressed the man charged with their deaths. Dylan Roof showed no emotion as family members, including 70-year-old Ethel Lance's daughter, told him how they felt.
I will never be able to hold her again, but I forgive you and have mercy on your soul.
Charged with 9 counts of murder, Roof will remain in prison, having accepted a no-bond arrangement for the murder counts. Because the presiding magistrate did not have the authority to set bail on the murder charges, the $1 million bail was set for an additional weapons charge. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama told the U.S. Conference of Mayors in San Francisco Friday that it is not good enough to show sympathy in the wake of tragedies like the shootings in Charleston. Mr. Obama said Americans have to reckon with what happened.
You don't see murder on this kind of scale with this kind of frequency in any other advanced nation on earth. Every country has violent, hateful, or mentally unstable people. What's different is not every country is awash with easily accessible guns.
As he did the day before, the president framed his reaction in terms of curbing the use of guns, but was more emphatic. He said he refused to act as if shootings like the ones in Charleston are the new normal. Meanwhile, in the South Carolina city, hundreds of mourners gathered together for a special ceremony to honor the victims of Wednesday's massacre. This is VOA News. President Obama will travel to Ethiopia next month, becoming the first sitting American leader to visit that African country. The White House said the visit to Addis Ababa will come after a previously announced trip to Kenya. Mr. Obama's trip to his father's homeland of Kenya will also be his first as president. Mr. Obama is due to attend the 2015 Global Entrepreneurship Summit, an event that brings together entrepreneurs, investors, governments, and other organizations to boost living standards around the world. Russian President Vladimir Putin has rejected accusations that his country is aggressive, insisting that Russia has simply stated asserting its interests more vigorously and consistently. The Russian president was responding to former French Prime Minister François Fillon, who said that Russia is behaving increasingly more aggressively. Earlier this week, President Putin announced that Russia's military will add more than 40 new intercontinental ballistic missiles to its nuclear arsenal this year. Some Western leaders criticized that statement as being unnecessarily aggressive. The U.S. State Department says the number of terrorist attacks worldwide increased by 35% in 2014, with an 81% rise in the number of deaths. The Islamic State was blamed for the largest number of terror-related deaths in 2014, followed by the Taliban, the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab, and Nigeria's Boko Haram. Tina Kaidenau is the State Department's coordinator for counterterrorism.
Despite significant blows to Al-Qaeda's leadership, weak or failed governance continued to provide an enabling environment for the emergence of extremist radicalism and violence, notably in Yemen, in Syria, Libya, Nigeria, and Iraq.
The report says that Iraq had the highest number of terror-related deaths and kidnappings, which coincided with the expansion of the Islamic State. Nearly 1,300 people were kidnapped or taken hostage in Nigeria in terrorist attacks. And in Afghanistan, 3,400 people were killed in attacks carried out by the Taliban. Military officials in Pakistan say at least 20 militants were killed Friday in airstrikes against suspected insurgent hideouts in a northwestern border region. A brief statement says that fighter planes targeted remote areas in the Khyber Tribal Agency near the Afghan border. And Human Rights Watch has called on the European Union to maintain robust search and rescue operations for migrants seeking asylum. The International Human Rights Group issued a report calling on the EU to prioritize human rights when it meets on the migrant question at a summit next week. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.